WCBS News Time, 8:32. And now to Nassau County, Long Island, where voters will head to the polls this Monday. On Monday, they head to the polls to decide whether to borrow $400 million to build a new arena for the Islanders and a minor league baseball park.
This morning, we spoke to supporters and critics of the plan. Last hour, we heard from County Executive Ed Mangano. Right now, we're joined live by Desmond Ryan with the Association for a Better Long Island. Desmond, you don't think this plan's a good idea. Why?
Because the people of Nassau County already pay some of the highest property taxes in the United States, and they're being asked to finance a Coliseum, which will guarantee $1 billion in debt and a property increase of 5% guaranteed every year for the next 30 years.
County Executive Ed Mangano was on with us this morning. He was talking about all the businesses around the Coliseum that you have to shut down. How about the loss of business, the impact if this thing just goes away?
I don't think there will be a loss of business. People will find other alternatives to dispose of their income. And let me make it perfectly clear. We're not against the Islanders staying. We believe the Islanders should stay. We believe the ballpark should be built. What we're against is having the already overburdened taxpayers of Nassau County bear the brunt of this.
So who should bear the brunt?
Well, if the billionaire owner of the Islanders wants a new stadium, then let the billionaire pay for it.
There's nothing obvious in the offing here about someone else, though, stepping in other than him and building this thing. And, you know, teams don't build these things on their own is what we've seen.
And teams don't build them on their own. And traditionally, historically, specifically what was pointed out in the Wall Street Journal recently as far as Cincinnati is concerned, these things never run in the black. They are traditionally money losers. And at this stage of the game, with a county that's on the brink of bankruptcy, it's totally irresponsible for the county to assume $400 million in bonded debt, which could reach $1 billion by the time it's paid for.
Desmond Ryan with the Association for a Better Long Island. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right. WCBS News Time, 8:34.